Good morning, radio friends. This is Austin Coleman for the Ragsdale Mortuary, where funeral services begin at $195 complete, and the Valley Life and Casualty Insurance Company offering new policy service at a new low premium rate, bringing you another in a series of Sunday morning programs commemorating the Emancipation Proclamation. The first thing I would like to say this morning is thanks. Thanks for the wonderful support given to Mr. Ragsdale and the Action Citizens Ticket. I am sure that through your efforts on Election Day to show dissatisfaction, our city government will recognize the problems that we have in Phoenix and will act to wipe out some of these problems. We were victorious on December the 12th, and your vote helped make this victory possible. Thanks very much. First selection, we want to get into the Christmas spirit with a great Christmas carol. Mr. Ernie Ford, O Holy Night.
O Holy Night, the stars are brightly shining. It is the night of the dear Savior's birth. Long lay the world in sin and error pining, till he appeared and the soul felt its worth. A thrill of hope, the weary world rejoices, for yonder breaks a new and glorious morn. Fall on your knees, oh, hear the angel voices. A night divine, oh, night when Christ was born. A night divine, a night, a night divine.
Ragsdale Mortuary, a distinctive name in the funeral profession for over 50 years, is proud to serve a fine public such as you. Your faith in services that the Ragsdale Mortuary is rendering is in itself rewarding to those who serve you at the Ragsdale Mortuary. Remember, friends, the Ragsdale Mortuary is just large enough to serve you sacredly and beautifully, just small enough to know you and to help you personally. No one is ever turned away for lack of funds at the Ragsdale Mortuary. We would like to dedicate our first selection this morning to Mrs. Minnie Webster, the Sally Martin singers, Mrs. Webster, the Old Ship of Zion.
Oh,
The Valley Life and Casualty Insurance Company is proud of the achievements that have been made through the support of the many policyholders we have in this fine state of Arizona and other states. Because of your support, and only through your support, the Valley Life is growing in production and personnel. There are 6 new insurance agents serving you in the different areas in Phoenix. Why not call the office of the Valley Life and Casualty Insurance Company and let one of these new agents serve you? The premiums at the Valley Life and Casualty Insurance Company are low, low, low. I'd like to dedicate our second selection this morning to Mrs. Katie King, the Roberta Martin singers, "He's Using Me." When we think we are alone, God is still with us. Miss Mahalia Jackson, "My God and I."
Goes through the pain together. We want
the year of 1963 is almost over. This has been a historic year in Phoenix, Arizona, and the United States of America. Men have fought and died this year for the things they believed were right. In Phoenix, the Reverend George Brooks, president of the Maricopa County chapter of the NAACP, has had a tough year in the civil rights struggle. Mr. Lincoln J. Ragsdale, the vice president of the NAACP, has been working all year to wipe out the evils in this society we live in. These men were able to make some gains in Phoenix this year through your support. Mr. Lincoln J. Ragsdale would like to thank you at this time. Mr. Ragsdale.
Thank you, Mr. Coleman. It's a blessing, Mr. Coleman, to have you to be a part of this program and to have worked with us as one of our campaign managers, along with Mr. Boyer and Reverend George Brooks. I'm grateful today to you and to every person who helped me in this campaign. It was the greatest thing ever happened to me in my life, because you made me get out and knock on some doors and to get out and do some things that I should have done and all of us should have done many, many years ago. We should have recognized the importance of the vote. This is the first time that I had ever been in any campaign. And we forced the city of Phoenix into a runoff. The first time in the history of Phoenix a Negro has ever been in the runoff, has ever received 26,000 votes out in this runoff. And I want to thank all of you for what you have done for me. We were victorious. We won this election. We may not go to the city hall, but we were victorious and we are winners because we're winners because we have united ourselves together for a purpose. We have to demand and work for a better opportunity. And we expressed our demands on December the 10th when we came out and voted. And you were wonderful because you came out and voted for me. The highest vote in the city of Phoenix came out on the south side. Bethune School came out and voted 68%. Dunbar, Okemo, and Julian schools were all over 50%. And I'm proud this evening to tell you that I received over 90% of all the votes cast in those areas. No one could ask for a better cooperation than what you have given to me in Phoenix. You worked for me, you've gotten out, and you have helped me to be victorious and letting people know that the Negro community is together and united. United, we can do anything. We can climb the highest mountain. We take one step at a time. And one of the greatest workers we had in this campaign, and one I admire more than any other single person because she fell and hurt her back, Mrs. Ogletree, Marie Ogletree, fell and hurt her back at a Safeway store. And she couldn't sit down, but she came out and worked all day on the 10th of December on the polls, and she helped us to get the vote out. And Monday, tomorrow, she's going to go to the hospital. And I'm asking you to pray for Mrs. Ogletree. Mrs. Ogletree needs your prayers, and I want all of us to think of for her. And Monday morning when she goes to the hospital, pray for her. I want to thank you again for helping me, and I want to dedicate this Christmas carol to Mrs. Ogletree.
Night, holy night,
Yes, we're happy today. We're happy because we come into this Christmas season and we have a Savior that was born. And I'm thankful to every one of you. And I'm thankful to God that I'm alive today, that things could have been worse. And we look back at what has happened to us, but we ought to be thankful and say joy to the world and thank God. I want to thank Mrs. Montgomery and Mrs. Irvin, who handled the finances of our committee. These two ladies worked diligently in raising money for us. Mrs. Irvin was in charge of something like over $2,000 that was contributed by you to help in our campaign for the city council. Mrs. Opal Marvin took her young people and went from house to house to get out the vote. And Mrs. McDonald addressed over 800 letters for us. I could go down the line and thanking Reverend L.J. Dunbar and Reverend C.N. Hall and Reverend Elder Felton King, Elder Joyce Johnson, and all of them who helped us, and Elder Taylor and Reverend A.J. Kendrick. On behalf of the Ragsdale Mortuary and the Valley Life Insurance Company, we want to thank you for the opportunity of coming into your home on this, a few days before Christmas. And we ask you to get with the spirit of Christmas, the spirit of brotherly love, that God died for all of us. And he was born to redeem all of us. That we have an opportunity to live a full, rich life. And we ask you this Sunday morning to go to the church of your choice and to go out and worship God. And may God bless you. Until next Sunday morning, we say to you,
And we have faith of a mustard seed. We can change this world and make it a place that's good for all of us to live.
Upon me, O Lord, for I am undone. I am wretched and most miserable. When night comes, I wish for day, and when the day breaks, I long for the night again. Unto thee and thee only I yield my aching heart. For in thy gracious mercy there must be a saving power for my troubled soul.